Beis Hashem, tonight we're up to Siman Reishim and Gimel Sif Beis. We're going to wrap up the Siman about Maskir Sada Umerchatz La'ena Yehudi, and we'll also discuss the beginning of Reish Mem Dalet, and that is other halachos of having a goy doing business on your behalf. Last time we had seen that in general, there are at least two shilas that are involved when involving oneself with malacha of a guy that's being done on your property. Issue number one is that it can't appear that the guy is doing malacha on your behalf. And issue number two is the guy doing malacha on your behalf is also problematic. So in Siv Beis, what we're going to deal with is a case where we got rid of the Marisayan problem. Says the Mechaber, Afilu merchatz otaner, im iskirim shana achar shana, finispar same hadavar. We said normally that merchatz and tanor is generally assumed and associated with the Jew, and therefore there's a problem with Marisayan, leaving aside the other issue of the goy doing malacha on your behalf. But what happens if the merchatz and the tanor was rented out year after year? Hayidei kach she'ein darka liskar po'alim, that the Jew rents out these items. So then in such a case, then it's going to be mutter. It'll be permissible. Or if it's well known that it's generally done through arisus, so then in such a case, the goy is acting on his own behalf. Mutter laskir le yehudi o litnam lo barisus. And arisus, we also pointed out last time, takes care of the other issue that the guy is doing it adaita denafshe. Certainly, if it's entirely rented out, then there you've gotten around both problems. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkaton Yud Aleph, Motor Olitam, Desulaka Chashada, there is no chash in such a case. V'afte ein derech osam makom v'osu ish rak lahaskir mikol makom muter gam ba'arisus. So there is no chash of at all of maris ayin. The Rama continues v'afil b'makom ha'aser, in a place that's aser im ein amerchatz o'etan shal Yisrael rak schara me'ena Yehudi v'chazer eskiram le'en Yehudi. What happens if people associate it with a Gentile, not with a Jew? Why do they associate with a Gentile? Because it's a Gentile that's renting it out, and generally rents it out to other Gentiles. It happens to be that this time he rented out to you, the Jew. So then in such a case, if you, the Jew, rent it out to another Gentile, then there isn't Marisayin either. So then, that the Shema Yisrael is not associated with it. The Mishnah Berurah, let's do a little more in Ramah. V'chein, similarly says Ramah, im yesh merchatz bebeis dira, if there is a merchatz in the Jew's house, v'ein rochatzim merchatz osin shebebeis, so generally only the people who are in the house go to the rechitza, v'heim yodim shescharo eina Yehudi, and those in the house know that was rented out to a Jew, shari, then such a case also, it is permissible. The truth is that this halacha is a little bit hard to understand. And that is because here you have a shayla of marisayin, but since it's bechadre chadarim, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. It's well known that marisayin, we are machmir bechadre chadarim. It's simin shin aleph. We touched on this on Erev Shabbos, about hanging clothes on Erev Shabbos. What about hanging clothes to dry? So we said it's not pasha to hang clothes on Erev Shabbos. That's a shaila, because we said that you're really not supposed to be doing laundering at all on Erev Shabbos. So that's a question, whether you're allowed to hang clothing on Shabbos. On Shabbos, everybody agrees it's a problem. Why is it a problem on Shabbos? Because it's Marisayin. People are going to think that you laundered on Shabbos itself. What would you say about someone who doesn't launder on Shabbos, but his raincoat is wet? So are you allowed to hang the raincoat? Oh, could very well be that not only are you allowed to hang the raincoat in Farhesia, but even that which is Aser Marisayin is Aser Bechadre Chadarim. Stay tuned to Simin Shin Aleph. So the question over here is, why is it going to be mutter at the end of the day? This is Marisayin, which is Bechadre Chadarim. Let's review the case. The case is that the guy is going into your Rishos. So then in such a case, the only reason that you're saying that there's no Kshasha Marisayin is because the people don't know that there is a merchatz. It's different than the case of the Shulchan Aruch that we had previously. The Rambam is a much bigger chiddush, because the case in the Shulchan Aruch was talking about an instance where really no one ever expects this thing is not even associated with the Jew at all. So when it's not associated with the Jew, so then in such a case, then there's no problem. But here it is associated with the Jew, and it is taking place. It's just as taking place b'chadrei chadarim. So in such a case, there might be more room to be machmir. So to answer the question, one needs to go to the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Aleph in a very important Yisod. The Mishnah Berurah is based on a Tesis and Ksubis on Daf Samach. And this Yisod is actually quite important. I was working on this a little bit in Hilchos Basar B'Cholov. This appears, the Sugya Marasayin is a Shas Sugya. So Tosis and Ksubis says that you're allowed to do Isurei Shabbos that are Aser Alts Midrabanan Marasayin B'Chadrei Chadorim. The Isser B'Chadrei Chadorim is only those shilas where the Isser itself is only an Isser D'Oraisa. So the people are going to assume that you're laundering your clothing. That's a Chash of a D'Oraisa. So then in such a case, that's Isser B'Chadrei Chadorim. Here is an Isser D'Rabbanan that you're renting the house out to a Gentile. So then in such a case that the Gentile is doing Malacha in your Rishus, even possibly on your behalf, all of those things are Isure Ezechshash Derabbanan. Memela, that would presumably be the distinction. So that would fit in nicely. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tezvav. The Beis Dira Hainu Shemer Chatzin Rishus Harabim Rak Bechatzer O Beechad Mei Beis Dira Shlo V'lakach Emein Rochsim Bo Bechol Ela Osin Shebeiso Shari Denashim Acherim Lo Yeidu Shiyesha Merchatz V'osin Shebeiso Ayodim Zeh Gamem Yodim Shiskiru Le'ein Yehudi. So therefore the Halach is that it's going to be mutter. So here is an important maramakum in terms of marasayin b'chadrei chadarim. We'll get into it in mitzvah shem simin shin aleph. It appears on the bottom of the page in Taisus and Ksubas and Nav Samach, and that will be the background of the Mishnah Berurah. The Rambam continues, v'im over v'eskiro b'makom ha'asur. Now what happens if he violated Chazal's prescription? Chazal said you're not allowed to rent it out. So then, in such a case, what is the halacha going to be? Yesh omrim sheskaro mutter, yesh omrim sheskaro aser. Some say the skar is mutter, and some say that it's aser. What's the yesh omrim? We're going to run right away with the Mishnah Berurah's havana. In Sifkat and Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah says yesh omrim sheskaro mutter. V'achronim iskimu delo pligi. Dibemakom dimem mutter mi dina. Kigon sheiskar merchetz leini yehudi l'shana o l'chodesh. The Mishum Schar Shabbos Leka Dalohu Bahavla. So Mishnah Berurah here introduces one of the most important klalim in the next few simanim, and that is Behavla. Even in a case of where a guy does melacha, and the Jew receives money for it. For example, if the Jew was socher the merchatz le'ini Yehudi, so then in such a case, really, the Jew is not allowed to get benefit from it. In a case of where there's a chash of marasayin, nevertheless, if it's bahavla, so then in such a case it's mutter. Anytime the money that is aser comes bahavla, it's going to be mutter. Dalo bahavla. Ve'eno aser el mishum marasayin. So the only iser that you have left is marasayin, and then you're allowed to, derive benefit. But if the Jew had, again, the word rented out have been used in different directions. Let me be precise what I mean over here when I say to rent out. Here the Jew hires him to work in the merchatz. The medina aser mishum schar shabbos. So then, in such a case, aside from the chashash marasayin, we have that the guy is working on his behalf. Then in such a case, it's prohibited to derive benefit. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah ultimately learns the Yesh Omrim. I don't know if that's the Pashtus of the Ramah, but at the end of the day, this is the way the Mishnah Berurah learns, that the Yesh Omrim is saying that the Scharo is mutter if it's behavla, And if it would not be Bahavla, it would be Aser, and he's talking about a case where you weren't allowed to hire the Gentile to work in that area. We're not talking about a case of where it's Barisus, where he was allowed to, but we're talking about a case of where he was Avar V'Skiro, and here V'Skiro means that he employed him, so now, whether is a Jew allowed to derive benefit? So that depends on whether it was Bahavla or not. Simen Reish Mem Dalid Sifal. Poisik Adam Im Eina Yehudi Al Malacha. An individual is allowed to make up with a Gentile the malacha that he's going to do, the kotzeitz damim, and they decide on a particular amount of money. Va'ayna Yehudi osel la'atzmo, va'afu pishu osel b'shabes mutter. The Mishnah Berurah explains that what we're talking about over here is a case, the difference between kablanus and schirus. What we spoke about in the end of Siman Reish Mem Gimel, in the case that was Aser, is a case of schirus where he hires the Gentile to do particular work for a particular day. However, if he hires the Gentile to do a job, so then in such a case, then the guy is allowed to do that because he's a kablan. One of the features of a kablan is that the kablan is not being paid versus the schir yom, is the kablan is not paid per hour, but rather a kablan is paid per job. So therefore, when the guy decides to do the job, what the guy is doing is deciding to do the job at his own discretion. That's what the Mishnah Berurah describes of Katan. Alafayinu v'kablonis, shemasne imo shiasal eizem locha b'schar dover kotzov. He gave him a particular amount to have a job done. So then we evoke the rule, says the Mishnah Berurah, of Katan Beis, adaita de nafsheka of it. So then in such a case, then it's going to be problematic. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav is quoted by the Dirsha is explaining very beautifully that when it comes to a case of kablonus, so then the guy is adaita dinafshe. The moment in which he's a schir yom, so then in such a case, the guy is not interested in the result. The guy is interested in the time that he's working. How much do you get? $5 an hour, $10 an hour. He's interested in the hour. What hour are you working on? On Saturday, you work on Shabbos Kodesh, so then in such a case, that's mamish a case of where the guy is working on behalf of the Jew on Shabbos Kodesh. In contrast to when there is a case of kablanus, so then there the guy is working adaita denafshe. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav just spells out the straightforward pshat over here. Continues the Heilige Mechaber, Memedvar Mamurim Bitsina, She'emar Kirin HaKol Shezu HaMelach HaNas B'Shul Yisrael Hi. When is it Mutar B'Kablanus that he's doing it Bitsina? Avum Hoisi Yiduah Mefur Semes Asur. Ah, so that's why they don't have Arabs working on Daniel's house on Shabbos. Because it's Yiduah Mefur Semes that the house belongs to a Jew, and therefore there's going to be a problem. Even if the guy would be a kablan and wouldn't be a schir yom, so then there's a problem of yiduah mefor semes, and then that gets back into the issue of marisayin v'chulei. Then it gets back into the issues that we've discussed previously. Sharoas eni yudi osek eni yodea shekotzatz. I will say, but what type of marisayin is it? At the end of the day, the guy is adaita nafshe, but people don't know that. We're going to get to some exceptions. What happens if it's far out of town? Not everybody knows who's moving into that neighborhood. But it's far out. They wouldn't imagine that a Jew is moving there. So maybe there are times that it's going to be mutter, as the Mechaber will go on to say. But this is the rule, the basic rule in terms of marisayin. All these things, despite the fact that he's a kablan, and really technically it should be mutter, nevertheless it's aser marisayin. Oh, based on this, Ramesha Zatzal, in Yoredei Chelik Beis, in the end of Simen Samach Gimel, says, once the Malacha is Atzma, is Eina Yidua Sheishal Yisrael, so then in such a case, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, then the Halacha is that it's Mutter. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah's words. We spoke them out, but I'll see it inside Bitzina. Hainu Shimalacha Sinol. Fish Ein Kol Makirin Sheishal Yisrael Kamashim Farsh. Aval Eina Chanami, Da Filu Ma'oisa Oisa Befarhes Yishari, if the malacha is not known, that it is being done for Yisrael. So then, in such a case, then it's mutter to be done. What would happen if you have a bank that is owned by a Jew in an area that's of non-Jews, and people are not aware that it's a Jewish-owned bank? It's not well known. So then in such a case, Rav Moshe, in the above-mentioned tshuva, says that it's mutter. It's mutter to employ Gentiles in such a case, because you have no problem. Number one, he's doing it al das atzmo. Okay, one needs to make sure that the conditions are such that the guy is doing al das atzmo. Number two is that if he's doing al marasayin, there's no marasayin because it's in a non-Jewish neighborhood. So that's applies this yisod to that practical case of those banks. The only ha'ara I have is that it has to be clear that in this case that the guy is really doing it, the guy's job is as a kablam, that's clearly adaita d'nafshe. If it's a classic case of a schir yom, so then you have a problem where the guy isn't necessarily doing it adaita d'nafshe. He needs to be doing it al das atzmo. If he's not doing it al das atzmo, then that's going to be problematic. So in the contractual arrangement, it has to be added, it has to be built in such a way that the guy is doing it al das atzmo and not as a regular stereo.